You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, self-cloning mutant crayfish.
Big fan.
Maybe he shouldn't be.
What? So when did crayfish?
Yes.
When do they get access to laboratories?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. So I'll read you the headlines of this news article, which I saw this morning, which it certainly caught my attention. You'd probably understand why when I read you the headline. Self-cloning mutant crayfish take over Belgian cemetery.
All right, I got no idea.
You see a headline like that, I'm like, I don't even care if it's clickbait.
Yeah.
I am going to click on it.
Is this a virus? Is this on all our computers now?
No.
It's okay.
No, when you log on to your computer, you won't see a self-cloning mutant crayfish unless you click on this story.
In a Belgian cemetery.
In a Belgian cemetery.
Okay.
No, this is one of those don't introduce species to...
Yeah.
Where they're not native, one of those type stories.
So it's like the carp in the Murray River type scenario.
I guess I'm not familiar, but I'm going to assume yes.
Yeah, carp was an introduced species into Australia to get rid of like the bugs and stuff, and then like the Murray was clear before the carp was introduced, and the carps then it muddied all the Murray.
Okay, yeah, similar to cane toads in Queensland as well.
Camels in Australia.
Okay, there are a lot that we can go through.
There's a couple.
Self-cloning mutant crayfish in Belgium.
They're not here yet, are they?
As far as I know, not. No, but I mean, I haven't been to a cemetery in a while,
okay.
So perhaps. No, so this is one of those, someone decided to just let their crayfish go in the wild in a cemetery because he assumed that would be a quiet place and somewhere that the crayfish may like living.
Okay.
Not realising that something to do with how these crayfish... they can kind of reproduce on their own, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
And that they've kind of got a little bit crazy.
Right.
And have more or less taken over the waterway in this Belgium cemetery in Antwerp.
Wow. All right. Well, that's an option for you. So what are you doing? Are you doing...
What do you mean it's an option?
Well, like when you pass on...
Oh, I see.
You've got,
okay.
You've got cremation, you've got burial, and now you have...
Overrun by mutant self-cloning crayfish.
Look, that's right next to, what do they call it? Not cybernetics. What's the one where you can get your head frozen?
Crichton?
Cryogenics.
Cryogenics.
Yeah, so that's probably ballpark what I'd be interested in.
So you get cryogenics or crayfish agenics.
I don't believe in reincarnation, but out of all of the creatures, I don't know if a self-cloning crayfish is something I'm interested in.
I would love to be a self-cloning crayfish.
only because you can reproduce yourself?
Look, that was, let's face it, there's not much else going for a crayfish.
Simo and Jordan.
And your car still has that new shiny smell.
New car smell?
That one, yeah. How is the aroma in there?
I have managed to try and bottle the new car smell for as long as I can.
Fair enough.
I think when I took it in for a service a couple of months ago, the mechanic put this air freshener in, which smelled disgusting.
Oh, no.
I know.
Ruined.
Because that had been festering like overnight and it was a hot day as well. Yeah, so it took me a while to get rid of that smell, but I think that's gone and now the new car smell has returned.
Now, you've never had a car stolen, have you, or anything like that?
Why?
No, just have you seen your car this morning?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right. Good. I'm pleased for you.
I'm going to go check it now, actually. I don't want to know what you've done with it.
You can check in a minute. There has been a car returned to a woman who had it stolen in 1992.
Okay.
Right, that's a long time. That's cars just about my age, 28 years. She's been without her vehicle.
Okay.
Here is the report that I caught overnight.
Melbourne grandmother Carol Richards bought the beast in her 40s. Dubbed Sexy Lexi, thanks to her plates, she was Carol's pride and joy.
So it was a pink Tirana, Jordan.
Nice.
Named Sexy Lexi. Have you named your car?
Sexy Honda.
Very imaginative from you.
Thank you.
Mine's called Kano, by the way.
Why?
I don't know.
Do I want to know?
No, we had a ute as well when I grew up called Leo. Are you one to name your cars or is that a bit odd?
No, I think that's a Simo family thing.
It's just lots of people do it. Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
For instance, Weather Boy Ben, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Have you ever named a vehicle?
I haven't named my car per se.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend's car is a little Nissan Micra and it's called Big Dave.
There you go.
Big Dave.
I don't know if I would call my car Big Dave.
I reckon.
Like, that's a bit, you know, oh, let's hop into Big Dave and go down to the supermarket. You know, things can, you know.
We should get someone to set up a Tinder account for these cars, because between Sexy Lexi and Big Dave.
This is going somewhere I really didn't think this talk break would go, I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, okay. But either way, the Sexy Lexi has been returned to the Melbourne grandmother.
Okay, well, you know, that's good that she's got it back.
But in 1992, the car was stolen. Carol hunted for it, but never had much luck. Until police discovered the Tirana when they busted a criminal syndicate which modified stolen cars. Today, they were finally reunited.
So after 28 years, Karen, was it Karen? Carol. Carol and Sexy Lexi.
After 28 years, we've forgotten your name.
Yeah. So after 28 years, Carol and Sexy Lexi were reunited. How do you think they celebrated?
Well, did I assume that Carol had got another car in the meantime? She's not just taking the bus or something for 28 days.
She's walking everywhere.
You know, she may have got Sexy Rhonda or something. So did they have to get rid of the other car to say, oh, you can go away now, we don't need you?
Now, how would you celebrate a long-lost friend coming back? They didn't invite Big Dave around. He's not there. But
spewing.
Yeah. What would you do?
I don't know. Champagne?
Champagne. Well, yeah. She decided that she would really show some love and attention to the return of her vehicle.
The first thing I did was to walk in and kiss it. I felt so silly afterwards, but, oh, I just loved that car so much.
Anything to say about that, Jordan?
Well, look, I won't be kissing my car because I had a look at it this morning. It is filthy. It's, like, covered in dirt and dead flies. Well, it's, like, not definitely not kissing.
Well, that's the thing. She hasn't seen it in 28 years. You don't know where it's been, Carol. What are you doing?
I hope she took it through a car wash before she kissed it. The first thing I did, I took it through a car wash, then I kissed it.
Here's the detective.
Did he kiss it?
This is cause for concern.
Over 28 years, it's gone through various people's hands and it's been...
It's like, why did
I mean, coronavirus. Like, you don't know who's touched the car.
Why did you let her kiss it?
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up sleeping is because a calculator has been invented about what time you should go to bed in order to wake up the next day feeling refreshed and good to go.
Okay. Well, considering the hours that I keep, this will be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes into fact, I didn't realize this, but apparently when we sleep, we're not just kind of lying there dreaming about whatever.
Right.
Apparently our body goes through 90-minute sleep cycles.
Correct. So when you have a nap, you don't want to go kind of further than 90 minutes because that's when you fall into REM. So have you heard of a circadian...
Are they a band from the 90s or something? R.E.M.?
That's R.E.M.
Oh, okay.
REM sleep.
You fall into a band from the 90s. Oh,
so
interesting.
R.E.M., I don't know what the band acronym stands for, but R.E.M. stands for rapid eye movement.
Okay.
And circadian rhythms are kind of how your body puts you to sleep at consistent hours.
You've done your research.
Yeah, you know, do a bit of study here and there.
Yeah, but so we take these 90-minute sleep cycles, and you need, I think it's up to 5 of them overnight to get a good night's sleep. So to get 5 90-minute blocks to get a good night's sleep, if that makes sense.
Probably the latest science on it, for sure. I remember it used to be you want to get into stage 4 and stage 5 rapid eye movement sleep was the science that was spat at us.
All right, stop saying scientific words.
Sorry, please continue.
So they've invented a sleep calculator that tells you when you need to go to sleep, but I reckon this is, like, I mean, as much as they've, don't get me wrong, I've done good work. I don't want to have a go at them.
Yep.
I kind of am about to.
Okay. All right.
They've come up with a calculator that calculates when you need to go to bed to have 5 of these 90-minute cycles.
Okay.
Plus there's a 15 minutes for that's how long it takes to get to sleep.
Fair enough.
And they say if you type in the time that you want to get up, we will tell you when to go to sleep. Now, is it just me? You've told us that we have these 5 90-minute cycles. So 5 times 90 is whatever the maths is on that.
Yes.
450 minutes. Just take whatever time you want to get up and subtract 450 minutes.
All right, I'm with you.
And that's what time you have to go to sleep. We don't need a calculator. You can just use a normal calculator for that,
okay,
can't you?
All right, Jordan, calm down.
That's enough. I'm getting fired up. I need to calm down so I can go to sleep.
You're never going to be able to get to sleep if you get this fired up.
I know. I'll be lying in bed tonight going, oh, these people working a calculator when it's just basic maths. Oh, not happy.
So worth mentioning as well, what if their idea is to help you get to sleep with the calculator? Because the age-old technique of getting to sleep, count sheep.
Okay.
Add a calculator. Play with the calculator. Numbers are boring. Next thing you know,
do that thing on the calculator where you type in a number, turn it upside down, and it says boobs, all of that sort of stuff.
It's very much on your maths agenda.
It's how I get to sleep every night.
sitting in maths with Jordan. It's what you're up to, clearly.
Yeah, that's why I...
Making naughty words on your calculator.
That's why I failed maths.
Jordan, what's the square root of... square root. Was that you?
That was a very inappropriate joke, Simo.
Simo and Jordan.
And the race that stops a nation.
Uh-huh.
Which one is that?
Well, I believe you'd be referring to the horse race.
No, the presidential election over in the US.
Oh, yeah, no, that would stop a different nation.
Stops a whole bunch of nations, really.
Yeah, a lot of people paying attention to the US election. Donald Trump versus Joe Biden.
Trumpy babes versus the Biden. 3rd of November, it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, you been following along?
I've kind of been following it, but it's kind of terrifying. Like, if you're watching it as a TV show or something like that, if you knew it was scripted,
yeah,
it would kind of be, which it could be for how crazy it is.
Yeah, you just assumed it was the next season of House of Cards?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a brilliant, entertaining watch, but when you realise, oh, gee, one of these people is going to be in charge of the, let's face it, the biggest country in the world, you're like, Jesus.
It's like, wow, were there some rewrites on Designated Survivor this season? This is insane.
What is going on? I know coronavirus has hit the entertainment industry, but wow.
I'm going to have to go back and watch a few of the early seasons.
No, you don't have to go back. No one's going back and watching that first debate.
The reason I bring it up is because a new campaign trailer has been put out by the Trump camp.
A campaign trailer?
Well, like, yeah, it's like a movie trailer.
Oh, so they're trying to make it seem as if it's a movie.
Well, you know, because we were talking about TV series. So It's a campaign ad.
Okay, so campaign ad. Okay. Right.
Okay. So...
Sorry, I thought you like Trump had done a full movie. In a world where Donald is president.
It is 2020. So he has put this advertisement out. It's already received 3.9... Well, when I checked about half hour ago, 3.9 million views.
Okay.
I have it for you now. Let us know what you think.
Here's how you can spot a zombie. Look for someone who has a corpse-like appearance, exhibits aggressive behavior, craves human flesh, and utters incoherent moans and
groans.
With your help, we can prevent the zombie uprising.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
It's pretty intense.
Look, I'm not going to lie, if one of the politicians here did it, I might consider voting. But I mean, I feel like there are other issues perhaps facing the world and specifically America.
Like that terrible 80s music involved there? Was that,
yeah, that's definitely up there as well.
One of the issues that should be in the budget, get an upgrade.
Just imagine, I think there's one more debate to go until the election. I could be wrong. I think there is one more.
We could get Skrillex on the campaign ads.
Just imagine if like Trump's like, oh, get it, Biden. What's your views on if there's a zombie apocalypse? What's your plan to do that?
what's your views in it?
We've got this full ad over here ready to go. We will save America from zombies.
Better. The debate opens up. What's your views on immigration? And Trump's like, roll tape.
Here's how you can spot a zombie. Look for someone who has a corpse-like appearance, exhibits aggressive behavior, craves human flesh, and utters incoherent moans and groans.
I don't know.
With your help, we can prevent the zombie uprising.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
That last part as well.
Do you reckon he just pre-recorded, Trump just pre-recorded him saying, I approve this message, and then they just put it on a whole lot of ads?
Definitely. I think that's a guarantee you've got there, Jordan.
Free cheeseburgers for all. I'm Donald Trump. I approve this message.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan and talking war. Fan, not a fan?
Not really a fan.
Are you a COD or Modern Warfare on the Xbox? Are you a first-person shooter?
Are you talking these video games?
Yeah.
I have never played either.
I was going to say, you're just a GTA.
I'll be a COD because they taste nice, the fish. I'll go with that.
I know full well, Grand Theft Auto, you do partake in some
I do partake
online
in
gaming violence.
Lou, where do you say it like that? It sounds bad. I grant you.
Well, I'm pleased to say that I reckon war might become a thing of the past, Jordan.
Okay.
Never to be seen again.
Oh, that'll be good.
Right, because the Russian army generals have been doing something a little different lately.
Okay.
Right.
Should I be worried?
Well, whenever a Russian general's involved.
Okay, well, what have they been... I mean, if the Russian army general had been baking a cake or something, maybe less... more worried.
Or if he's playing computer games, nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but right? What's he done? Has he done either of those things?
What they have done is they've invested millions upon millions of dollars into an inflatable army.
What?
An inflatable army. So we're talking tanks, we're talking missiles, we're talking absolutely anything that you can think of.
And what do you mean inflatable? Just like they're massive balloons, yes. The shape of an army tank.
Correct. Tank, balloons, missile, inflatables.
Okay. This feels like a stupid question, but do they actually work? Can you get in and drive them or no?
No. You just blow them up.
Okay.
Not like that.
So how does that...
Like, as in you blow them up with air, not with...
Oh, okay. Well, as you know, put them in the middle of a battlefield and, it'll probably happen.
Well, that's what they're there for. So they have invested in this inflatable army as misdirection so that they can basically inflate an army at any point in time in any of their cities. You know, all of a sudden you can have 100 tanks on site... And satellite imagery, drone imagery...
Oh, I see.
...is none the wiser.
So anyone who's just wandering around Russia, casually as you do, thinking, I might go invade that city over there...
Yeah.
...will see from a distance what looks like, 20 tanks...
Correct.
...and think, I'm not going to invade.
Yeah, let's not do that.
And they're all just like massive balloons,
correct.
More or less.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm here for that. Inflatable wars in the future.
I mean, I don't want to, insult the Russians or anything like that,
right.
But...
Yeah.
I think perhaps you're reading off a news article, so this has obviously been well-published.
Yeah.
Saying that you have got this massive army of inflatables is probably not good for... Because, people will go and see, hang on, there's loads of tanks over there. Oh, no, they're just the inflatable balloon ones, they're fine.
Yeah.
And then they just go.
Classic misdirection.
Probably not the best for, sneaky warfare.
So the General Alexei Komarov, he told the New York Times that...
don't tell the New York Times your battle plans.
He told them, if you study the major battles of history, you see that trickery wins every time. Nobody ever wins honestly.
Mm.
So that's their idea. Come up with so that's what we're going to have. No emissions by 2050 and balloon wars by 2055.
Not going to lie, balloon wars, it would very much change war films in the future.
Roll the Star Wars credits.
Balloon wars. They're going to get, when you used to go to the fair when you were younger, and the big clowns that kind of twist the balloons into the shape of a horse or something like that?
Yeah.
They all of a sudden they'll be employed. All right, here's a balloon. Can you make that into a tank?
All of a sudden, I don't know how they would award medals, though, in the Russian army. Because they pin them on.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Velcro. Russian army. That'll be the next news article tomorrow. The Russian army invest in Velcro.
That's right. Well, either that or, you've let me down, you've let the sergeant down, you've let the tanks down, you've let all the missiles down as well.
I can't imagine this. There'd be some Russian soldier, probably called Jenkins or something like that, who was just walking around with a pin just for, I don't know, and just goes and leans on one of the tanks and then it just, Jenkins, you fool, what are you doing?
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.